Though sidelined by COVID in the past 2 years, the Arch Hospice Chocolate Express fundraiser returns to Stokely Creek Lodge this Sunday, January 8, beginning at 12 p.m. Skiers and snowshoers of all ages and skill levels are invited to enjoy the trails at Stokely, with stops along the way for participants to enjoy chocolate, in support of the hospice. People definitely love the event, and chocolate is an attraction, said Catherine Williamson, Arch Fund Development Supervisor, speaking to Sue Today. A lot of people love snowshoeing and skiing and being able to do that in Northern Ontario, especially at Stokely because it's such a beautiful place. Having chocolate stations along both the snowshoe and ski trails is a bonus. Arch Chef Tom Bayerl and several Arch volunteers are stepping up to bake chocolate bark, brownies, cookies and s'mores, along with providing strawberries and pretzels that can be dipped in chocolate sauce, hot chocolate and coffee at each station along the trails. There will be 3 stations on the trails and a 4th at the registration lodge, each manned by volunteers. Sunday will mark the first Chocolate Express fundraiser event for Arch since COVID. The last such event was held in January 2020, just before the pandemic hit. Prior to COVID, the event was held annually beginning in 2016. I feel that any nonprofit organization that relies heavily on donations was thrown a curveball by COVID, but we've been able to work through the past couple of years and have still been able to provide the care that our amazing care staff gives, Williamson said. We're very much looking forward to this event and hopefully getting back all of the participants that we've had over the years. It's one of our more successful events financially. Chocolate Express has been known to attract close to 500 participants. We feel this is the kickoff to the year for us, a nice welcoming back after COVID, Williamson said. Maitland Ford will be providing a shuttle service for Chocolate Express participants to and from Mountain View Public School in Goulet River. The event has drawn a good level of interest so far. Registration has been amazing. Anyone can register up to 11:59 p.m. Thursday night online, but they can also register the morning of the event at the registration table at Stokely. Registration is $30 or a minimum of $50 in pledges. To register online, click here. Registration fees will be accepted by cash or check only at the registration table. At Stokely, there will be snowshoe trails taking approximately 90 minutes to 2 hours to complete, along with a 90-minute, 10-kilometer ski trail. The first 200 people to purchase a ticket or register for Chocolate Express via pledges will receive 1 free Arch buff designed to keep neck, face and head warm. The hospice has no specific fundraising target for this event, but Williamson said Arch needs and appreciates all the support the community can give. The 4th Line West facility is only partially government-funded and needs more than $850,000 annually in fundraising and community support to finance its operations. Those operations include resident and family care, food and supplies for the residents, building maintenance and bills.